Just questions, guys. As far as injuries, we didn't have any that's been talked about yet.
Yeah, Coach.
Yes.
Have you ever seen a special teams performance that bad in the NFL? And what can you do? Yeah. What are you going to do about it?
I have not. We gave up 24 points on teams alone. You know, but that wasn't the only issue we had. You know, offensively, we're 1-for-4 in the red zone. We moved the ball better tonight, but didn't score touchdowns. And defensively, they scored on 7 straight possessions. So, obviously, the teams was a glaring issue, but all 3 phases again.
What was your message to the team after the game?
Well, it was basically, we talked about when you play good football teams like this, you have to win the pre-snap battle. You know, we didn't do that. And you can't beat yourself. Okay, when you beat yourself, it looks that way. So 2 weeks in a row, it looks that way because you're playing good football teams and you're not playing good, sound, disciplined football. So it looks that way.
Vance, you said you wanted a fair game and you didn't get it on the first punt. I mean, what do you do about those types of things? There are a lot of first quarter issues in your losses.
Absolutely. You know, we have to look at personnel, scheme, and, you know, all of it. You know, we can't fumble a punt return after going 3-and-out versus that offense. You know, that's where it started. We can't get a punt blocked. You know, we can't do those things. We got to score in the red zone. So it's all 3 phases that we have to look at.
After McKenzie's muff punt, why did you decide to leave him in the game?
Because he's our punt returner. You know, and that's his job. So he has to do it. You know, but looking for it, you know, if he can't do the job, we got to change him.
Vance, defense is supposed to be a strength.
Right.
51-41. I know they've been put in a compromising position at times. What do you think is going on there? Why are they unraveling?
Well, it's certain matchups that we're not winning on first, second down. Third downs have been falling in between. You know, we couldn't get them in third down tonight for the most part, and when we did, they converted. We have to do a better job of covering tight ends and backs. And that's been an issue all year from the very first game to now. So it's about matchups in this league, and we have to win more matchups versus tight ends and backs.
How would you describe Manuel's effort tonight, and how much did he help Brock get the offense going?
Awesome. I mean, he played an inspired football game. He had, 80 yards in the first quarter. He made a bunch of plays for us. But that's it. I mean, he's a tough guy. He's always engaged, and I'm not surprised he played well.
Did Brock Osweiler do enough to play next week?
We'll see. You know, we're going to watch the tape tomorrow as a staff and kind of determine who's the quarterback next week.
Yeah, the tight ends and the running backs, they're picking on linebackers and safeties in coverage, basically?
Well, first, second down, you know, we're in our base defense. You know, so who covers tight ends is linebackers and safeties. So that's been a problem. We've got to fix it.
Vance, are you concerned about just the mindset of a team? It's been a long time since this team has had this kind of run. Are you worried about the locker room?
No. You know, we have a good locker room. You know, we have good leaders there. You know, and effort's not the problem. It's the execution. You know, even tonight, the guys came out ready to play tonight. It's simply execution.
Coach Vance, do you think you'll have to consider making personnel changes in the coaching department before the season's over?
I'll say this, you know, when you lose like this, it's on all of us, you know, and, you know, it's a staff that we chose, you know, that we feel great about, you know, so I would say that. I would say it's on all of us, and we have to coach better and play better.
Anything else for the coach? Okay.
Thank you, guys.